News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After holding talks at the White House, President Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron say there is a path to peace in Ukraine. Ukraine so far not involved in discussions is marking 3 years since Russia invaded and dealing with a shift in policy by the U.S. ABC's Patrick Riebel is in Kyiv.
The Ukrainians will have been relieved to hear that there was very little criticism of Ukraine from President Trump. He seems to really dial back his criticisms that he's been making. He said that he's been having good conversations with all sides now, which is a marked change from what he's been saying in the past few days.
Elon Musk's Doge team now telling federal employees to respond to an email by midnight listing what they did last week. But some department heads, including the FBI, telling workers not to respond due to the sensitive nature of their work. Pope Francis remains in a Rome hospital battling pneumonia. The Vatican says the 88-year-old shows signs of improving but is still in critical condition. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. School shootings have been top of mind for many. The Ithaca School District is confronting the issue of school shootings head on. To better prepare for the worst, the district has teamed up with shooter detection systems. Faculty and staff were able to see how the technology works and decide whether it's worth the investment at a demonstration this past week. The technology introduced detects when and where a gun is fired on a property. It then alerts security personnel, law enforcement, or any other emergency responders the district chooses to link the system to. Marty Richards, Facilities and Transportation Chairperson on the school board, emphasized how the demo revealed the system could improve law enforcement response times, an important aspect for rural areas. Using a listening device and infrared sensor, the technology would help responders quickly locate suspects once they're on site, significantly reducing threat response time. In order to implement the system, the district needs help from the state. The level of state aid has not increased since 2011, limiting the budget for safety systems and other essential infrastructure. Despite controversy in recent years, the Assembly has passed an annual Black History Month resolution. In 2019, Democratic sponsors wanted to include Colin Kaepernick in the resolution. Republicans objected because the Wisconsin native and former NFL quarterback protested police violence by kneeling during the national anthem before games. Then in 2022, a Republican-authored resolution passed the state Senate despite objections from Democrats, while both houses signed off on a resolution in 2023. Those honored this year include the first Black judge to sit on the Wisconsin Appeals Court, Paul Higginbotham, and Marsha Anderson, the first Black woman to become a major general in the United States Army Reserve. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Bucks winning with backups. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks won at home 120-113 over the Miami Heat. They head to Houston today to play the Rockets tomorrow night. Damian Lillard has been limited with a hamstring injury and marveled how backup guard Kevin Porter Jr. took over the game after being traded here from the Clippers.
I think, first of all, it was fun to watch. I think when you are a star in this league, a lot of times the weight of the game shifting is on you. KP scoring, from being able to see him since he was in high school to college to even, you know, his time in the NBA. I've seen him many times have huge nights.
Kevin Porter Jr., nicknamed Scoot, on what it's been like since he arrived in Milwaukee.
As soon as I came in here, I felt very welcome. And that's big. That's huge. Especially when you got people like Giannis, Dame, Doc, a winning organization, you know, the fan base, you know, how Milwaukee has welcomed me. And it's been beautiful, honestly. So I'm blessed to be where I'm at.
That's Bucks guard Kevin Porter Jr. with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, maybe a stray sprinkle or shower, and a low in the low 30s. Partly sunny and staying mild for tomorrow, high upper 40s. Another rain chance Tuesday night and Wednesday. Temps will stay much above average through the rest of the week. Right now it's 50.
Earl Ingram.
The one and only Professor Bob Harvey has graced the airlines with us. Let's go to Vincent.
With this new administration, African-American history is under assault. To Professor Harvey, how important are we, is it to, for us to fight back, not only for Black History Month, but throughout the year?
African-American history is not going anywhere. Start digging into history. You find out that long before the Mayflower, Blacks were already here.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so well put.
And that matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Our old friend Luke Mathers is back for a Tuesday tangent with Lukester. We'll find out what's grinding his gears and more. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. News from the Center, WRCE. Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy Monday to us all. You can be a big part by joining us on the phone line or the text line, 855-752-4842. Got Jess P.S. working hard on the board, on the sound, on the lines for you. Thank you, Jess. And jazzed as hell later on in this fine program, the 5 o'clock hour, Matt Flynn, former DPW chair and attorney and known commie hater, is going to join me at 5 o'clock. We're going to get caught up on all the goings-on in the world. Our buddy Matt Flynn coming at 5 o'clock. Once again, 855-752-4842. Lots to get to. You know, I'm coming off hot from the Maggie Dawn Show, her fine program preceding this one. We do, in case you missed it, on Mondays. She joins me on Tuesdays for a little overtime with Maggie Dawn. We're going to get to what I wanted to get to, of course, eventually. But I'm kind of spinning out here. We talked about the Nazi salute. This continues to happen, and I got to tell you, I'm just a little. I'm not quite ready to give up on that conversation quite yet.
Then let's keep at it.
Let's do that. Steve Bannon at CPAC over the weekend. Oh, he was a great one. This guy. New York Times. Bannon salute at right wing event sparks outcry, even on French right. A gesture by Steve Bannon at CPAC outside Washington echoed a move by Elon Musk and prompted the president of France's far-right national rally to say it evoked Nazi ideology. Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was the Nazi salute.
There's nothing to bring back Nazi ideology like a Nazi salute. I mean, it kind of goes to the whole thing. And, of course, this is off coming off of Elon Musk, as mentioned. How is this acceptable?
It's not.
How is it that we do not hear Senator Ron Johnson from the state of Wisconsin, maybe Scott Fitzgerald, the congressman, maybe Tom Tiffany, the congressman, maybe some of these folks should stand up and push back? This was at CPAC. This is at the conservative conference that the Republicans.
Right. This wasn't in an obscure corner of the conservative world. This was their biggest conference aside from the RNC. Of the year.
The Anti-Defamation League, although they did acknowledge that Elon Musk's motion was a little strange.
An awkward gesture.
Awkward gesture. Thank you, Jess.
Uh-huh.
Not so much on Steve Bannon, saying that he has a history of these kinds of things.
So does Musk, for the record.
For the record. Now, so why is it that this guy gets a pass, a Musk, and Steve Bannon doesn't? That's right. Bannon's the richest man in the world. I'm sorry. Musk is the richest man in the world. Bannon was just pardoned by Donald Trump. Now, both of these cats are close Donald Trump advisors.
Indeed.
Both of these guys. So when you have advisors to the president of the United States in the course of 4 weeks, each of them given a Nazi salute. And you can try to justify it. You can say this or that. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. As Maggie Dawn likes to say, if you think this is nothing more than a heartfelt gesture of appreciation, why don't you, you know, give yourself a little social media video of doing that at work.
Yeah, you
give
your boss
a heartfelt gesture to your boss.
Especially try it the way that Bannon did, where he didn't even do the thing that Musk did, where the hand to the heart first. Bannon just lifted his arm
straight up.
Right up.
Straight up.
Uh-huh. And I watched that full clip. That's not just a little, oh, it's a freeze frame. No, it is not.
No, it's not like the Republicans when they throw out, and when Elon Musk did it and everyone freaked out, as rightfully so. The richest man in the world is given Nazi salutes. That should be a little concerning. And if your grandparents are still alive, anyone from the World War II generation, show them that. Ask them what they think that means. Right? As Maggie says, go out to the synagogues and do that outside. See, just give a heartfelt gesture to your Jewish neighbors. See how they react to that. It's bunk. So I'm not buying it. Anyone shoveling that is part of it. You know, if you got five Nazis sitting at a table and three other people, you got eight Nazis. You know what I'm saying?
If the other ones don't call out the Nazis, yeah, that's a full-on Nazi table.
Call out, man. Be a part. Listen, if you're even adjacent, you know what I mean? If you're Nazi adjacent,
that's
just
a Nazi.
If you're Nazi light, you're still Nazi. There is what? Tell me what is the peaceful discourse with a Nazi and fascism? Tell me how that happens. Hey, I believe in the freedom of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Nazi's like, hey, I want to subjugate you to make you do whatever I want, and if I don't like it, I'll kill you. Tell me how those things go together. I'd like to know. I'd like to hear my Republican politician stand up, defend Elon Musk, defend Steve Bannon, or maybe just go around and start doing that yourself. Is that what we're getting to? Because if there's no consequence to it, Steve Bannon, hell, he's still accepted in all your little right-wing circles. The Nazis, man, the neo-Nazis in this country are ecstatic. Hell, the German elections, they're like going, whoa,
Right.
Oh, the right-wing, they win in Germany. Well, they're not the Trump right-wingers, right? Those cats didn't win. But, you know, still conservatives, they're like, oh, hell no. This French right-wing leader backed out of CPAC after they saw Bannon do that. Well, at least that's a reaction. At least it's an acknowledgement of what's going on. When someone gives you a sign that they're a Nazi, why wouldn't you just believe it? What does it take? What else
does it
do
take
you
wearing
need?
Kanye's new merch?
The new merch, yes, I heard.
Yeah, he's expanded the swastika line.
Making money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all fun and games until they actually start shooting people in the streets. I mean, what are you hoping for? What are you thinking that just toying with the idea of fascism and Nazism is just going to roll and troll the libs? Well, congratulations, count me fired up. But I don't think that this is kind of a self-own megas. If you think being a Nazi is cool, I got some news for you that didn't work out too well the last time around. So what do you think is going to be different this time? Because I'm not having it. I'm not buying it. And any of you people that stand with Elon Musk in this regard, or certainly in Steve Bannon, give me a break. You're part of the problem. So if you think this is just a troll, you're wrong. You're part of an ideology that has been the damnation of this world in the last 100 years. And you think this is funny. You think this is good. You think acting this way and performing these gestures is just going to, help your cause? Get the left all riled up? Yeah, riled up. How about the left? You think your grandparents are going to like that? You think the World War II, the greatest generation, are they riled up? You think they want to see that? You think Steve Bannon's parents want to see that? It's disgraceful. Every single one of them. And you sit there, if you're in a room and people start throwing the Sieg Heil and you don't leave, congratulations, you've now been indoctrinated into the Nazi ideology. Well done, everyone. Well done. And don't be bringing that stuff down our street, man. Nazis not welcome here. 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. Thank you for that. That felt good.
Yeah, sounded good. That was nice.
Whew. All right. So, no, the good news of you know, the Nazism was they're really efficient. You know, Mussolini kept the trains on time. So they claim. So the very efficient Nazis, like Elon Musk, well, they got a plan. And they're part of Doge, and they got all sorts of things. And they got, and if you don't respond by email, well, they're going to be very mad at you. And they're finding hundreds of billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars of fraud. Of course, no fraud has been prosecuted yet. There's been no grand juries that I'm aware of. No one's been arrested for this quote unquote fraud. But as it would have it, Elon Musk is getting into Wisconsin, into our Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Indeed.
And they're spending lots of money, man. They got like $1 million for Get Out the Vote, more money for the actual ads. Oh, yeah, the actual ads.
The actual ads. Those are starting to roll out.
are they, though?
They are.
There's ads out
there's
there.
There's ads out.
As Daniel Bice writes at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Elon Musk Group posts photo of wrong Susan Crawford in digital ad.
How efficient of them.
I mean, come on. You know all middle-aged white women look the same, I guess. In one of the first attack ads launched by Elon Musk's back group in the hotly contested Supreme Court race, has landed with a resounding thud. That's because the ad that Building America's Future is currently running on social media doesn't feature Susan M. Crawford, the liberal Dane County judge running for the high court against conservative Brad Schimmel. Rather, the digital ad has a large photo of Susan P. Crawford, a law school professor at Harvard University. It appears Building America's Future lifted her picture from her Wikipedia profile. I mean, there's nothing like efficiency when you don't do any due diligence. Of course you can save time. Susan Crawford's wrong for Wisconsin, the ad says. But Daniel Bice questions, okay, but which Crawford? Perhaps more accurately, it should read, wrong Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. You know, Bice, sometimes, all right, man. The two women look alike to some degree. They're both middle-aged women with brown hair. One was born in 1963 and the other 2 years later. But that's no excuse for this rookie mistake by the out-of-state political nonprofit, which is currently spending more than $1.5 million in TV ads in Wisconsin. Funded by a dozen individuals and corporate backers, the group has spent more than $100 million on races around the country over the last 4 years. The wrong Susan Crawford. Not Susan M. Crawford. This is the Susan P. Crawford. And of course, the first thing that came to my mind, you folks remember that the governor, Scott Walker, that used to be here in the state of Wisconsin?
I do.
Well, there was reporting out that he had a love baby, child in college, and that he had actually dropped out of college and went to work, perhaps for the benefits. You know, he had a new baby.
I remember
now.
The dropping out of college bit.
Anyway, he I believe that he addressed it at some point. He was like, oh, no. Hey, look, the other day, I'm Scott K. Walker. That was Scott P. Walker. You can't make this stuff up. So the Susan P. Crawford, that's the one from Harvard, not the Susan M. Crawford. So Elon Musk and his organization are spending all this money. And you wonder why I give these people no credit and think they're a bunch of hacks, because they can't even get this right. If you can't even get the object of your political ire in your ad proper, what makes you think I have any confidence in you that you're going to find waste, fraud, and abuse in any department, in anything, anywhere? Oh, yeah, send out an email. Hey, tell me what you did last week, and if you don't by today, you're going to get fired. Well, that was rescinded today. Come back with us, 855-752-4842.
Some of the things that I say will be incorrect.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Between all the holiday parties,
weekend tailgates,
and family get-togethers,
we've been overindulging a little more than usual over the holidays. But now, we're starting the new year off on a healthier note by taking active liver supplements from New Nordic every day.
Active Liver contains a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, all natural ingredients that help protect the liver so that it can protect you from toxins. It's like giving my body a daily detox. I've never felt better, and my energy is through the roof.
And my doctor is already impressed with how much better my numbers are looking. So if better health, more energy, and detoxing your body are some of your priorities this year, get Active Liver today and start the year off knowing you're giving your liver some well-deserved relief.
Active Liver is available in both tablets and as a delicious gummy. You can find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
To the Dom Salvia Show. Happy Monday to us all. Another big week coming up. We appreciate you tuning in. You could be a part. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. I see you folks lining up. Be patient. I promise we'll get to you. We need to kind of tie these things together. You know, we started with the Nazi salutes of Steve Bannon and Elon Musk. Of course, Elon Musk is rich, so he knows everything. So he's got a crew putting a bunch of money, and what, $100 million over the last 4 years, $1.5 million in ads, plus another here in Wisconsin for the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, plus another $1 million for the get out the vote. But my understanding, some of the smarmy folks were walking around here recently, according to our callers, but a little concerned, perhaps. As, again, the Milwaukee Journal reports, Milwaukee VA employees grapple with confusion over Elon Musk directive. What? Natalie Ilbert, Mary Spacuza, Lawrence Andrea reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Employees at the Zablocki VA Medical Center in Milwaukee have been told to comply with Elon Musk's demand to explain what they did last week or risk losing their jobs. What did you do last week, Jess? Right. You know, I swear to God, if it weren't for the fact that this thing's recorded and put out there, I have a terrible memory.
Do you?
It's all the resin, you know. I mean, I know I worked. You know, I got paid. I mean, I got stuff done. If I got to go back and like list it for you now, mm-hmm. I mean, how about just look at the work that was done? And,
right.
You know, I mean,
right.
look at that part instead of make me what articulate and what? So millions of people are going to email Elon Musk back and he's going to read it. You know what I mean?
No, his 19-year-olds are going to read it.
I mean, come on, man. You ever see, like, teachers grading? You know when the end of the semester is, everyone's taking their test home and grading. Come on.
Uh-huh. I've done that work.
You know what I'm saying? General Sentinel, the reporting continues. The email from the U.S. Office of Personnel Management asks, "What did you do last week?" in the subject line. I mean, that's creepy. I know what you did last summer. What did you do last week? It instructed employees to include 5 key accomplishments from the last week, not to include classified information, links or attachment, and copy their supervisor on the reply email. I mean, wow, that seems really efficient. Not only are you getting millions of people this asinine request from someone who wasn't elected and doesn't have authority over them, to respond not only back to them, but also tie your boss in. Now, Musk, who oversees the Doge, you know, there is efficiency in that name. I don't think they know what that means. Posted shortly after on X that failure to respond to the email would be interpreted as a resignation. The deadline to respond was Monday at 10:59 p.m. Central. So, what, midnight? So the initial email from the U.S. Office of Personnel Mail, the OPM, and then Musk follows it up with a, if you don't respond, you're going to get fired, tweet. But is that official? I mean, does that count? I don't know.
I don't even know, man.
I don't even know who's my boss. Who do I report to?
Who's running this place?
Did you get the memo? You know, the GPS report. By the time the employees got to their computers Monday morning, another handful of emails were waiting for them, attempting to clarify the ominous message from the OPM. Oh, really? Lori Vail, acting director of the VA Milwaukee Healthcare, attempted to assure employees not to worry, saying, quote, "We do amazing work each and every day. So please take this opportunity to share how you personally support Zablocki's mission in providing exceptional care for our veterans." By Monday morning, she clarified her initial email. "While all employees are encouraged to respond, you are not required to. While there are media reports that failure to respond to the email will have consequences, we've received no such guidance or indication of any consequences or adverse action from the VA or VHA or through any official correspondence for those who do not respond to the email." Wow, so Vail, she had to write a couple of emails. So it looks like she spent most of her morning trying to clean up Elon Musk, the unelected billionaire bureaucrat, DEI hire? I'm not sure what we would say that. To clean this up for here locally at the VA.
My goodness, that's efficient.
I mean, like, she had nothing else to do.
Absolutely.
They're
not
fully staffed, got lots, all the money that they needed. There's no problems whatsoever. So now they're going to respond to the guy who did a Nazi salute last month because he wants to know what you did last week. Yes, she clarified her initial email. So finally, yes, at the Washington Post, Trump administration tells agencies they can ignore Musk order on email reply. The OPM told HR officials that employees wouldn't be let go for not replying to an email what they did last week. I mean, you got to be freaking kidding me. You're bouncing from one foot to the other. You got absolutely nothing done. Nothing done. How many hours of millions of people have they spent, I don't know, an hour or two, then they talk back and forth, and people talk about it at the water cooler. Mm-hmm. I heard people talk about it at work today. Mm-hmm. It sucks up time, sucks up energy, sucks up the room, and no one's getting anything done if you're reporting on what you did last week to someone who doesn't have the authority to even ask.
Millions and millions and millions of hours wasted.
Wasted. Come on, people, are you kidding me? I mean, this is Bush League stuff. For real, man. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let's get to our audience. Thank you for playing. Ollie from the North Woods, you are up. Welcome, Ollie. Happy Monday. What do you got for us?
Well, instead of wasting all that money, they just need to be making T-shirts for all the government employees that says, number one, I managed not to wet my pants laughing when I read your address. Number two, I told my union rep and everyone I could about your letter. Number three, I looked for and found a good lawyer. Number four, I met with said lawyer and made a plan. Number five, I had a long talk with my wife and children on what is happening because of Donald Trump and Elon Musk. What is happening to this country?
What is happening to? I like the T-shirt idea, Ollie. Thank you so much for sharing. What is happening? I mean, you know, people are pushing back. I'm not going to say resist, whatever. But this is, of course, asinine. And it is amateur hour. It's Bush League. You got the inmates running the asylum, like, literally. You know what I mean? I mean, come on. And then so you have millions of people, all this lost, wasted man work hours, woman hours, labor hours, wasted, gone, never to get them back. Never. And this keeps going on. And you're wasting time and you're wasting money. So don't talk to me about the $55 billion. Oh, was it $55 billion? You know, the receipts page from Elon Musk says $55 billion. Donald Trump talks about hundreds and hundreds of billions. But according to the Washington Post, according to the New York Times, according to Politico, some of those numbers are very much off. Again, Bush League, folks. Hey, we're the professionals here. I'm on the radio. It means I can do anything. Come back with us. 855-752-4842. More your calls.
News from the center, WRCE. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden has filed for the impeachment of a federal judge who issued a preliminary injunction against Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. The injunction stems from a lawsuit filed by Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call and other states to stop the group from accessing sensitive Treasury records, including Social Security numbers. Musk called for Judge Paul Engelmayer's impeachment the day after the injunction was issued, and on Tuesday, Congressman Van Orden introduced the bill. UW-Madison officials once more are asking for permission to tear down the campus's deteriorating Humanities Building. The State Journal reports campus officials have been asking for a complete demolition of the Moss Building for over a decade. The Brutalist-style structure was built in the 60s and is crumbling on the inside with elevators out of operation, leaks in classrooms, and malfunctioning HVAC. The price to tear down the building and move the arts and music departments is nearly $300 million, and it's unclear if that money will make it into either Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal or the budget that the Republican-controlled legislature will approve. One of Madison's area's largest employers has plans to again expand its campus. Medical records company Epic Systems is requesting the city of Verona approve a new building to handle conferences and meetings. Styled to resemble a building sticking out of the ground, the Deep Earth Conference Center is expected to hold meetings and host events outside the company's massive annual conference. Epic has been in constant expansion in Verona for the past decade, with buildings that resemble Harry Potter's Hogwarts, Emerald City from The Wizard of Oz, and a large treehouse. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. More odd yet not surprising news from the Kanye West camp. The New York Post reports that those close to Kanye say he is inhaling nitrous oxide, or laughing gas. Love that stuff. The Post reports that the drug was a major issue between West and recently estranged wife Bianca Censori. According to the Post, West reps are blaming his dentist, Thomas Connolly, for getting him hooked on nitrous again because it messes up his memory, adding that Connolly wants to steal millions of dollars from the rapper. How much cash does Kanye carry on him when he goes to the dentist? Yeah, I'm talking to you. One of the most famous scenes from the film Taxi Driver was Robert De Niro's character, Travis Bickle, asking that very question. De Niro recently appeared on Live with Mark and Kelly and said the whole scene was improvised. Bobby Dee was nominated for an Oscar for the role. Plans for a sequel to Taxi Driver were ultimately scrapped in 2013 because Martin Scorsese was unhappy with the script. Apparently, there were not enough ad-libs in the world to save it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, maybe a stray sprinkle or shower, and a low in the low 30s. Partly sunny and staying mild for tomorrow, high upper 40s. Another rain chance Tuesday night and Wednesday. Temps will stay much above average through the rest of the week.
Right now it's 50.
The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Maggie Dawn.
Superintendent Brittany Kinzer is endorsed by Moms for Liberty. What threats are posed to your kids' education by the candidate for the superintendency? We discuss with Dan Schaefer at 2:30.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Love your show. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Just PS, spinning the hits. Thank you. In honor of the new hardcore superstar t-shirt I got going out. It is not last call, folks. We're taking this party at least till 6 o'clock. And at 5 o'clock, we got Matt Flynn. He's the former chair of the DPW, an attorney and a friend of ours. He's going to join us at 5 o'clock. We'll get to the lines and the texters as well. 855-752-4842. Some Republicans apparently doing their town halls. They're getting a little grief. I saw Congressman Glenn Don't Call Him Grothman Grothman get booed on the way in, which is certainly appropriate. One of the texters, and normally our callers get priority because that's how we do it here, but I want to acknowledge Kimber here from Muscadet. Have I told you and just lately how much I love you two? Aw, damned chef's kiss medicine I didn't know I needed today. Thank you. Kimber, you're welcome. Thank you for being a part. Thank you for contributing and letting us know where you're at today. Yeah, interesting days for sure. But you know what? We're going to get through it together. 855-752-4842. Let's get back to the actual phone lines. Wisco Paul, you are up. Happy Monday, Paulie. Hey, man, tough Wisconsin game this weekend. How you doing? Where's Wisco? We got Wisco. Hello, Paulie. I mean, I think I hear him, but all right. Sit tight. We'll confirm you. Jack from the Mac, you will be next. Welcome, sir. What do you got?
Two things. First of all, the whole purpose of this thing is chaos, and it's to try and distract everybody from little things that the Republicans are doing, like giving away another few trillion dollars to billionaires.
Yep.
You know, that's really what this kind of thing where Musk is, you know, is threatening to fire people. You know, I don't think he's got any kind of legal rights to do that. But the second thing I wanted to say is this, and this is something that not everybody apparently realizes. Musk is not just an American citizen. He's a citizen of Canada, and he's a citizen of South Africa as well. And I'm sure that when he was in South Africa, he had to, you know, at some point in his life, made a pledge of allegiance to that country. Right. And I'm sure in order to become a Canadian citizen, he made a pledge of allegiance to that country. And, of course, in order to become an American citizen, you pretty much have to do that to the U.S.
Yes.
Now, who does he really have allegiance to? And, that's one of the things. Of course, there's the obvious stuff, which you've already covered. You know, no real job description, no vetting, no appointment process, no confirmation hearing, no security clearance that I know of. And then he hires a half a dozen hackers, and these are kids. And you know what hackers really have a lot of fun doing? They have fun going into various very important websites, like perhaps the IRS or the Social Security, and creating chaos. And chaos. Why would you want? How can anybody think this is okay?
I mean, Jack, man, I hear your brother. You're preaching to the choir here, man. Mega, what are you doing? What do you think about that? Jack, you make a great point. Listen, I had a buddy of mine, Canadian Rob. He got his citizenship, became American Bob, who kind of golf around. He's still Rob, but went to the ceremony. This, you know, puts his hand up, swears allegiance to this country. Yeah, you got to do it. I mean, where does Elon Musk, does his allegiance lie? Well, in the pocketbook, baby. We know that. Now, the other question, where does Donald Trump's allegiance lie? You know, that's a harder question. Certainly Trump wants to get paid, but the way he's, you know, governing, the way he is appending the world order that's existed since World War II, one could question what his allegiance may be. Jack, thank you for that. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Tom says, Republicans, House and Senate, get your asses in gear and stand up and resist the orange menace. Yeah, man. Resist the orange menace. And to what end? I mean, if chaos is the deal, that's the product, right? And they're doing it. I mean, congratulations. You're wasting everyone's time. No, time is money, but, you know, you can go back and worry about your waste, fraud, and abuse without any fraud, because there's been no prosecutions, there's been no indictments, there are no grand juries. There's nothing to suggest that there's actually that kind of fraud going on. And you talk about the missed payments and payments outside of for Social Security, for example. You're talking maybe what, $50 billion out of $1.5 trillion? I mean, the rounding errors, I know it's a lot of money. But usually they're regarding, what, misstatements and missing documentation. Millions of dead people are not getting checks. I mean, so these things have been addressed. Now, whether or not you want to believe them, that's entirely up to you. You know, you can make your own judgments on that. And then I'll judge you by how you make your judgments. That's how we do it around here. And if you're supporting the Nazi, Sieg-hailing, lying POS, oh, $8 billion is really $8 million at all. You know, Susan M. Crawford, or was that Susan P. Crawford? They don't even know who the hell they're running against in this state. It is asinine. It's Bush League. It's amateur. And if it is chaos, and that is the product, let's assume we have the chaos. To what end? To what end? I mean, Republicans, what are you getting out of this? Do you actually think that Elon Musk and his, you know, band of merry men, 18 years old with weird names and maybe hacking into things, 19 years old, they're going to produce for you something that's going to, what, help you get elected, serve the people, we the people, give a stimulus check back to the people? I mean, what is your end goal here? I mean, chaos is the product. What are we doing with the product? It's like step one, step two, step three. Ever see the underwear gnomes from South Park? So the gnomes in South Park, they sneak into people's bedrooms and they steal the underwear. And so the South Park gang, okay, they find out and they start following the gnomes around.
Uh-huh.
And they wondered. And they found them their little fort and they're all singing and dancing, collecting all the underwear.
Yeah.
And they're like, why are you doing this? Well, they're like, hey, we're doing this. First, we collect the underwear.
Uh-huh.
And then there's step two, and then step three is profit. What's step two? Hey, what's step two? They don't know what step two is. Mm-hmm. Step one is collect the underwear. Step three is profit. What's step two? So step one is create chaos. And step two, I don't know. And step three is what? A dividend for the American people? A lowering of our national debt or annual deficit? A realigning of priorities? Well, isn't that what the Congress is supposed to do? Isn't that what you're going through right now? Republicans in the Senate passed out their little bitty bill instead of the one big, beautiful bill. And then Republicans in the House are trying to get their ducks in order. You know what we're not doing is talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could be facing a government shutdown here in a couple of weeks.
Indeed.
You know, in the meantime, we're jumping from one foot to the other going, what the hell is this going on? What is happening? Why is this? And oh, yeah, by the way, then we got what? Trump on the national stage trying to strong arm and Ukraine into, you know, tapping into their minerals. Is that how we do it now? We're just going to start, you know.
We just extort the countries. We're not committed to the ideals of democracy and the will of the people around the world. It's what can we get out of it?
It's a nice country. It'd be a shame if you lost it. Uh-huh. I mean, again, if you look at this administration and the mentality, of course it's gangster. I mean, come on, man. Cash Patel's name was like governing gangster or something like that. I mean, he literally Cash Money Patel. You know what I mean? He put it in the book, man.
Uh-huh.
I mean, so if you look at what they are doing in the context of, okay, create chaos. Now, to what end? Again, we can talk about that, and we'll put that aside for now. The grift, the cash money, 855-752-4842. I digress. I do want to get to some of the local here, because some folks are heading out to these town halls. And the polling would suggest that Donald Trump has what, the worst polling of any modern presidency at this stage in the presidency? I mean, going off the top of my head, thought I read something like that.
Sure. His, quote, honeymoon period tanked astronomically fast.
Honeymoon.
I mean, most presidents have this period of a couple of weeks to a couple months at the start of their administration where they have the ceiling to their favorability ratings, where they get their best out of the American people, where the American people look at them and go, yeah, I'm still good with what they're doing. Uh-huh. I'm optimistic about all of this. It all goes down from there.
And he's starting out at a low mark right now. So who knows where that ends up. But it is, and we do have some Pew research out there I want to get to today as well. I just pulled up realclearpolling.com. Rasmussen has Trump at 50, disapprove 48, so that's plus two. Now that's Rasmussen. That's generally a conservative Trump kind of leaning poll. The Harvard Harris has Trump approving by 9, 52-43. Congressional job approval, wow, up to 36%.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's really gone up there.
Now, I mean, it's in the double digits. So.
Again, and that will perhaps change. So if I don't ask this like rhetorically, I'm like seriously, what is the point here? What is the point? The chaos, you're gonna save some money, but the stuff they're putting out there isn't accurate, isn't trustworthy. You're gonna fire a bunch of folks. Well, that's gonna increase obviously unemployment. That's gonna have an impact on the economy. And if you look at like the farm bill and start cutting the egg and the farmers that use their the government buys the farmers goods for the USAID and no more USAID. Well, who's buying those goods? Are these things going to rot in the field? What happens to the prices? What happens to the farmers? There's lots of concerns. So yeah, there's no wonder why when Republican Glenn Grothman in Oshkosh in Wisconsin goes to a town hall, he gets booed on the way in, and it's literally standing room only. It's great to see that kind of engagement. I mean, really, that is good. Let's continue that, because when we don't pay attention, when we let someone else decide, and what half of us don't bother to vote, this is what we get. And so it's up to us to change the direction, to steer the ship as best we can, when we can, however we can. And one of those ways is by never, ever, ever accepting a Nazi salute.
Ever.
Ever. 855-752-4842. Kurt from Madison, you're next. Welcome. What do you got, Kurt?
Well, good afternoon. As I wait on hold listening to your show, I'm slicing potatoes for scalloped potatoes and ham with a very expensive, extremely sharp Japanese knife.
Ooh.
And I came to a halt because I realized as I continue to listen, more the probability of cutting my fingers off.
Watch those fingies.
Yeah,
Kurt.
Man, you need that thumb, man.
Holy cow. Anyway, I get all my care through the VA. I've had my health care covered privately and via the VA, and I recently had a medical procedure at the Milwaukee VA. And let me tell you that the moment you walk through the door, you go into the hallway, you're met by someone, they ask you for your last letters, your name and your number, then you move in, you go to the elevator, you go to the department, they ask you a bunch of questions. It's a machine. It's moving very smoothly. Everybody knows exactly what expected of them, what they need to do. And the very last thing I need, the very last thing, given I'm having surgery, is have them wondering in the back of their head, I wonder if I should list this on the top five things I did this week.
Right. Yeah, that's the scary thought.
Can we get any more juvenile than this?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Oh,
yep. The answer is yes. Okay. Well.
I don't know, Kurt, and thank you for the call. We're going to come to a hard break here. It is juvenile. It's hard to comprehend. If you're in school and you have like a computer program, you got to create a widget and run a business, or something. Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like these are just such amateur decision making and off the cuff. From the hip, and with no upside of gaining efficiency, rooting out fraud, waste or abuse, et cetera, literally wasting people's time, wasting our taxpayer dollars by wasting people's time. Elon Musk, Donald Trump, Steve Bannon, two of those three have been videoed publicly giving the Nazi salute. We haven't seen Trump do it yet, but Bannon and Musk are Trump's top advisors. So, consider the source. You are who you hang with, right? And you're hanging with Dom and Jess, PS on the board. Come back with some of your calls, 855-752-4842. And don't forget our pal Matt Flynn coming at the top of the hour. Stick around.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example.
Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org. Supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called the switcheroo, talking about one thing while behind the scenes there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Just PS working the board. You folks are on the lines, on the phones. We'll get to you briefly. Just want to throw this one out there for your consideration. This is from WPR. Glenn Grothman faces hostile crowd at Oshkosh Town Hall meeting. They got a whole picture, man. This place is pretty jammed up. People booed and jeered at U.S. Rep. Glenn Grothman, don't call him Grothman, as he walked into the Algoma Town Hall just outside of Oshkosh Friday morning. Republican Congressman from Glenn Beulah was there for a town hall meeting with around 100 constituents. After the building hit full capacity, around 50 more stood outside. All right. He started by commenting on Trump's executive orders since taking office a month ago. Quote, "This is moving very quickly compared to other administrations. And I think across the board, he's done some very good things." Boos and shouts erupted around the room when Grothman praised orders ending birthright citizenship unconstitutional and diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, the crowd only got louder. Grothman updated constituents on three of his goals in the current legislative session. One, he said, was welfare reform. Mm. There's a lot of problems with regard to welfare. One of them, of course, is it discourages people from working. Several people shouted, "No!" Of course, that's a joke. It's not true. I mean,
it's not a joke. He did say that.
It is. Yes, correct. Thank you. He's not saying it as a joke. He believes that to be true. But that's not the case. In fact, many people who use the safety net system are, in fact, working. What we have here is a problem, as we've talked about on this fine program in the past, is if you're working full time and you still need social safety net, maybe we're not getting paid enough.
Maybe. You
know, I'm just saying.
Maybe.
Grothman added that he's working on a grant program that would teach people to use EpiPens.
Okay.
Well, that's going to cost money.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what? What? That's going to save people's, lives.
Definitely, let's do it. It would be great if every person knew how to use an EpiPen, where to inject it, when it would be necessary, and what to do immediately afterwards. The answer is not, by the way, leave them alone. It's call 911.
Oh, really?
Yes. That's not the end of the solution. You know, after you administer an EpiPen, you call 911 immediately.
My only reference is Pulp Fiction. All right. So apparently I need a grant program to teach me how to use an EpiPen. And finally, he proposed decreasing GI benefits and letting veterans use them on down payments for houses. Proposed decreasing GI benefits. There you go.
Sure, that'll be wildly popular.
One woman asked a Grothman if he would oppose the House's upcoming government funding bill if it includes cuts to Social Security and Medicaid. His answer, certainly if Social Security is cut and Medicaid, we'll have to see. So he would oppose it. Again, this is what he's saying today, that he would oppose the government funding bill coming out of the House if Social Security is cut. Medicaid, quote unquote, we'll have to see.
Uh-huh.
In response to a different question, Grothman said cutting Medicaid funding would, quote, be a mistake. So he's kind of bouncing around there a little bit. Another woman asks Congressman Grothman how he feels about the power of Elon Musk, the billionaire heading Donald Trump's cost-cutting Department of Government Efficiency. And let's reinforce this again. There is no department. It does not exist.
Correct.
There is not a department. It is a thing made up in his mind.
And it's certainly not efficient.
Answer my emails. Don't answer my emails at work. Do it on your own time. He does not have the ability to do any actions on his own, Grothman said. We did not elect him, a man shouted. As the town hall reached a scheduled end, more constituents shouted questions about Musk's access to taxpayer data and yelled, don't lie to us, at Grothman. Don't lie to us, man. The small town hall was at capacity for Grothman's visit. Several dozen people were turned away at the door. All right. Well, thank you, folks, for getting out there and wanting to see your congressman. I encourage you to continually do that. And I'd love to know what Glenn thinks about the Nazi salute as well. It's a total rage in MAGA these days.
It certainly is.
Are you down? 855-752-4842. Mark from the SEC, you are next. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Yeah, I see one of the sterling characters that Musk has got is his big balls boy. Is actually, I guess at 19, he was working for some cyber firm as an intern. And he was actually giving information to a rival firm, so he got fired for that. I mean, and so this is the guy you're going to trust with any data at all, period? I saw that, read that independent, and the guy's grandfather was actually a KGB agent from the good old USSR.
All right. Well, I mean, it all comes back around then. Thank you so much, Mark. 855-752-4842. Stick around. We're going to have our next guest, Matt Flynn. He's the former director of the Democratic Party State of Wisconsin. He's former chair there. He's an attorney, former attorney. He's old. He's retired now. Former show host, a fan favorite and friend of ours. He's going to come out. We're going to talk a little bit more about the fascism and perhaps the elections in Germany, the foreign policy being implemented by Donald Trump right now. And, of course, later. New York Times is reporting, folks. You can feel safe at home at night. Right-wing commentator named FBI deputy director. Choice of Dan Bongino, I think I'm saying that right. Dan Bongino is a radical departure from the Bureau's history of having a veteran agent serve in a key role that oversees operations. Yeah, man. You know, the podcaster, you know, the talking head. You know, if you're on the radio, you are qualified to do anything.
That's great for my future prospects.
It is. You know, folks, I'm just telling you, it's going to be great. And pretty soon I'll be there sitting there. Hey, did you listen to the Dom Salvia show last night? Respond or you might get fired. Hey, come back with us. Matt Flynn going to join us. Plus, we'll take your calls as well. What's going on in the media? There's turnover, man. Lots of things happening at NBC, at MSNBC as well. Stick around. 855-752-4842.
News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, maternal mortality rates are on the rise across the country. Dr. Kristen Lierley is here to explain it all. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with a VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, Visit va.gov/homeloans.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at Civic Media. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The UN General Assembly passed a resolution on the third anniversary of Russia's invasion in Ukraine, one calling for an end to the war and another rejecting a U.S. draft that doesn't mention Moscow's aggression. The U.S. voted with Russia against the Europe-backed Ukrainian resolution. President Trump's shift in policy on display during talks at the White House with French President Emmanuel Macron. ABC's Selena Wang has more.
He said he believes this war could come to an end in a matter of weeks. He also said that he would make a trip to Moscow when the timing is right. Now, if that happens, that would be absolutely remarkable, as we've seen Trump really stop trying to isolate Putin both diplomatically and economically.
The Vatican says Pope Francis is showing some improvement as he battles pneumonia. The 88-year-old pontiff remains in critical condition at a Rome hospital. Federal workers facing a midnight deadline by Elon Musk's Doge team to list their work in the past week. This is ABC News.